Using Your Brain for a Change. By Richard Bandler. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Using Your Brain for a Change by Richard Bandler is an exploration of the power of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is a set of tools and techniques that can be used to help people make positive changes in their lives. The book explains how NLP works and provides practical advice on how to use it effectively. It also includes case studies from real-life situations where NLP has been successfully applied. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of neuro-linguistic programming, which is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected. It then goes into detail about how this connection works and what we can do to change our behavior in order to achieve desired outcomes. This includes understanding our own internal processes as well as those of others around us. The second part of the book focuses on specific techniques for using NLP in everyday life. These include anchoring, reframing, modeling success, setting goals, and creating action plans. Each technique is explained clearly with examples so readers can understand how they work and apply them in their own lives. In addition to these techniques, Bandler also discusses other topics such as communication skills, self-esteem building exercises, and stress management strategies. He emphasizes throughout the importance of taking responsibility for one's actions rather than blaming external factors or circumstances beyond one's control. Finally, he offers some concluding remarks about why it's important to take charge over your own destiny by making conscious choices about your behavior instead of letting outside influences dictate your decisions. Using Your Brain for a Change provides readers with valuable insight into how they can use neuro-linguistic programming principles in order to create lasting positive change within themselves. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the way you think about a situation by changing the context in which it is viewed. It involves looking at the same situation from a different perspective, allowing you to gain a new understanding of the situation and find new solutions. Main idea number 2. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create a positive emotional state by associating a physical stimulus with a desired emotional state. This allows you to quickly access the desired emotional state when needed. Main idea number 3. Submodalities. Submodalities are the qualities of an experience that make it unique. By changing the submodalities of an experience, you can change the way you feel about it and the way you respond to it. Main idea number 4. Beliefs. Beliefs are the ideas and assumptions that you hold about yourself and the world. By changing your beliefs, you can change the way you think and feel about yourself and the world. Main idea number 5. Values. Values are the things that are important to you. By understanding and aligning your values, you can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 6. Strategies. Strategies are the mental processes that you use to achieve a goal. By understanding and changing your strategies, you can achieve your goals more effectively. Main idea number 7. Metaphors. Metaphors are stories or images that can be used to help you understand a concept or experience. By using metaphors, you can gain a deeper understanding of a situation and find new solutions. Main idea number 8. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is a technique used to access the subconscious mind and create positive change. By using hypnosis, you can access the power of your subconscious mind to create lasting change. Main idea number 9. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of techniques used to create positive change. By using NLP, you can create lasting change in your life. Main idea number 10. Visualization. Visualization is a technique used to create a mental image of a desired outcome. By visualizing your desired outcome, you can create a powerful motivation to achieve it. Main idea number 11. Timeline therapy. Timeline therapy is a technique used to access and change the memories and emotions associated with past events. By using timeline therapy, you can create positive change in your life. Main idea number 12. Parts integration. Parts integration is a technique used to integrate conflicting parts of the personality. By using parts integration, you can create a more harmonious and balanced life. Main idea number 13. Self-talk. Self-talk is a technique used to create positive change by talking to yourself in a positive and supportive way. By using self-talk, you can create a more positive and productive life. Main idea number 14. Goal setting. Goal setting is a technique used to create a plan for achieving a desired outcome. By setting goals, you can create a clear path to success. Main idea number 15. Emotional freedom technique, EFT. Emotional freedom technique, EFT, is a technique used to release negative emotions and create positive change. By using EFT, you can create lasting change in your life. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is a technique used to become aware of the present moment and create positive change. By practicing mindfulness, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 17. Self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is a technique used to access the subconscious mind and create positive change. By using self-hypnosis, you can create lasting change in your life. Main idea number 18. Creative visualization. Creative visualization is a technique used to create a mental image of a desired outcome. By using creative visualization, you can create a powerful motivation to achieve your goals. Main idea number 19. Neuroassociative conditioning, NAC. Neuroassociative conditioning, NAC, is a technique used to create positive change by associating positive emotions with desired outcomes. By using NAC, you can create lasting change in your life. Main idea number 20. Quantum linguistics. Quantum linguistics is a technique used to create positive change by using language to access the power of the subconscious mind. By using quantum linguistics, you can create lasting change in your life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Reframing is a powerful tool for changing the way we think about a situation. By reframing, we can look at the same problem from different angles and gain new insights into it. This allows us to find creative solutions that may have been overlooked before. The process of reframing involves looking at the same situation in a different context or perspective. We can ask ourselves questions such as, "What would happen if I looked at this differently? How could I approach this issue from another angle? What other possibilities exist here?" By asking these questions, we open up our minds to new ideas and perspectives that may not have occurred to us before. Reframing helps us break out of old patterns of thinking and see things in a fresh light. It also encourages us to be more flexible and adaptive when faced with challenging situations. Main idea number 2. Anchoring is a powerful tool for creating positive emotional states. It works by associating a physical stimulus with the desired emotional state, so that when the physical stimulus is encountered again, it triggers the desired emotion. This technique can be used to quickly access an emotionally charged state whenever needed. The process of anchoring involves first identifying and focusing on a specific emotion or feeling you want to experience more often. Then, find something in your environment that will serve as an anchor. This could be anything from music to smells or even certain words or phrases. Once you have identified your anchor, focus on it while simultaneously experiencing the desired emotion. When done correctly, anchoring can help create lasting changes in how we feel about ourselves and our lives. By repeatedly using anchors associated with positive emotions such as joy and enthusiasm, we can begin to associate those feelings with everyday activities and situations. Main idea number 3. Submodalities are the building blocks of our experience. They are the qualities that make up an experience and determine how we perceive it, think about it, and respond to it. Submodalities can be physical, such as size, shape, color, auditory, such as volume or pitch, visual, such as brightness or clarity, or kinesthetic, such as temperature or texture. By changing these submodalities in a positive way, we can change our response to any given situation. For example, if you have a fear of public speaking, then by changing the submodality associated with this fear from dark and blurry to bright and clear, you will immediately feel more confident when faced with this situation. Similarly, if you want to increase your motivation for something, then by making the image bigger and brighter, you will find yourself feeling more energized towards achieving your goal. By understanding how submodalities work, we can use them to create powerful changes in ourselves. We can use them to reduce stress levels, increase confidence levels, and even improve relationships. The possibilities are endless. Main idea number 4. Beliefs are powerful forces that shape our lives. They can be positive or negative, and they influence how we think, feel, and act. Our beliefs determine what we believe is possible for us to achieve in life. If we have a belief that something is impossible for us to do, then it will be difficult for us to take the necessary steps towards achieving it. By changing our beliefs, however, we can open up new possibilities for ourselves. We can choose to focus on the things that are within our control and create an empowering mindset where anything is possible if we put in the effort. When we start believing in ourselves and our capabilities more deeply, this opens up a world of opportunities. Changing your beliefs isn't always easy, but with practice you can learn how to identify limiting beliefs and replace them with ones that serve you better. This process requires self-reflection as well as experimentation, trying out different ways of thinking until you find one that works best for you. Main idea number 5. Values are the core of who we are and what drives us. They provide a sense of purpose and direction in our lives, helping us to make decisions that align with our beliefs and goals. Values can be anything from family, health, education, career success, or financial security. By understanding your values, you can create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. When making decisions, it's important to consider how they will affect your values. If something doesn't align with them, then it may not be worth pursuing. It's also important to remember that values change over time as we grow and evolve, so it's important to regularly reflect on them. By taking the time to understand your values, you can ensure that you live an authentic life where every decision is made with intentionality rather than simply going through the motions without thought or consideration for what matters most. Main idea number 6. Strategies are an important part of achieving success. They involve the mental processes that you use to reach a goal, and by understanding and changing your strategies, you can become more effective in reaching those goals. Strategies can be broken down into two main categories: proactive strategies and reactive strategies. Proactive strategies involve taking action before something happens, such as setting up systems or planning ahead for potential problems. Reactive strategies involve responding to events after they have already occurred, such as problem solving or adapting to changes. When it comes to developing successful strategies, it is important to consider both short-term and long-term objectives. Short-term objectives should focus on immediate results, while long-term objectives should focus on creating sustainable solutions that will last over time. Additionally, when developing a strategy, it is important to consider all possible outcomes so that you can plan accordingly for any eventuality. Finally, when implementing a strategy, it is essential to remain flexible and open-minded in order to adjust the strategy if needed based on new information or feedback from others involved in the process. By being willing to make adjustments along the way, you will increase your chances of success. Main idea number 7. Metaphors are powerful tools for understanding the world around us. They can help us to make sense of complex situations and find new ways of looking at things. By using metaphors, we can gain a deeper insight into our experiences and come up with creative solutions to problems. For example, if you were trying to understand how someone was feeling in a difficult situation, you could use a metaphor such as the weight of the world on their shoulders or a heavy burden they must carry. This would give you an image that helps explain what it feels like for them in this moment. It also gives you an opportunity to think about how best to support them. Metaphors can also be used when exploring ideas or concepts that may seem abstract or hard to grasp. For instance, if you wanted to understand the concept of resilience better, you might use a metaphor such as bouncing back from adversity like a rubber ball or weathering storms like an old oak tree. These images provide vivid examples that help bring the idea alive and make it easier for us to comprehend. By using metaphors creatively, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and insights into our lives and those around us. So next time you're stuck on something, try thinking outside the box by using metaphors. Who knows where your imagination will take you? Main idea number 8. Hypnosis is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It works by accessing the subconscious mind, which is the part of our minds that stores all of our memories and beliefs. By using hypnosis, you can access this part of your mind to create lasting changes in how you think and feel about yourself and the world around you. When undergoing hypnosis, a person enters into an altered state of consciousness where they are more open to suggestion. This allows them to be guided through visualizations or affirmations that help them make positive changes in their lives. Through these techniques, people can learn new ways of thinking and behaving that will help them reach their goals. The power of hypnosis lies in its ability to bypass conscious resistance and tap into the deeper levels of the subconscious mind. By doing so, it helps us break free from old patterns or habits that may have been holding us back from achieving our desired outcomes. Hypnosis also helps us become aware of any underlying issues we may not have been consciously aware of before. If you're looking for a way to make lasting changes in your life, consider trying out hypnosis as a tool for transformation. With practice and dedication, it can be an incredibly effective way to unlock your potential and create meaningful change. Main idea number 9. NLP is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected. By understanding how these three elements interact with each other, we can use NLP to create lasting changes in our lives. At its core, NLP focuses on communication and language patterns. Through careful observation of verbal and nonverbal cues, practitioners can identify patterns that may be causing negative behavior or limiting beliefs. Once identified, they can then work to replace those patterns with more positive ones. NLP also emphasizes the importance of setting goals and taking action towards achieving them. Practitioners learn techniques such as visualization and affirmations to help them stay focused on their goals while working through any obstacles they may encounter along the way. By using NLP techniques regularly, you will begin to notice changes in your life almost immediately. You will become more aware of yourself and others around you, you will start making better decisions, you will become more confident, and most importantly, you'll start living a happier life. Main idea number 10. Visualization is a powerful tool that can be used to help you reach your goals. It involves creating a mental image of what you want to achieve and then focusing on it until it becomes reality. Visualizing your desired outcome helps to create motivation, focus, and clarity in order to make progress towards achieving it. When visualizing, try to imagine the end result as vividly as possible. Picture yourself already having achieved the goal. How does it feel? What do you see around you? How has this success changed your life? By picturing these details in detail, you will be able to stay motivated and focused on reaching your goal. Visualization also works well when combined with other techniques such as affirmations or positive self-talk. Affirmations are statements that describe an ideal situation or outcome which can help keep us motivated and focused on our goals. Positive self-talk is another way of reinforcing our desired outcomes by speaking positively about ourselves and our abilities. By using visualization along with affirmations and positive self-talk, we can create powerful motivation for ourselves that will help us reach our goals faster than ever before. Main idea number 11. Timeline therapy is a powerful technique that can help you to access and change the memories and emotions associated with past events. It works by helping you to identify, understand, and release any negative feelings or beliefs that may be holding you back from achieving your goals. By using timeline therapy, you can create positive changes in your life by releasing old patterns of behavior and replacing them with new ones. The process begins by identifying the timeline of events in your life that have caused pain or distress. Once these are identified, they can be addressed one at a time through visualization techniques such as guided imagery or hypnosis. This allows for an exploration of the underlying causes of each event so that it can be released and replaced with more positive thoughts and feelings. Once this has been done, it is important to focus on creating new timelines for yourself which will lead toward success rather than failure. This involves setting achievable goals for yourself based on what you want out of life, then taking action steps towards those goals every day until they become reality. Main idea number 12. Parts integration is a powerful technique that can help you to create harmony and balance in your life. It involves recognizing the different parts of yourself, understanding their needs and motivations, and then finding ways to integrate them into a cohesive whole. By doing this, you can gain insight into how these parts interact with each other and learn how to better manage them. The process begins by identifying the various aspects of your personality, such as your inner child, adult self, or higher self, and exploring what they need from you. You may find that some parts are in conflict with one another or have conflicting goals. Once identified, it's important to understand why these conflicts exist so that you can begin working towards resolving them. Once the conflicts have been identified, parts integration helps you work through them by creating an environment where all parts feel safe enough to express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. This allows for honest communication between all parties involved, which leads to greater understanding and acceptance of each part's needs. As trust builds between the different aspects of yourself, integration becomes easier as they become more willing to compromise on certain issues. By using parts integration techniques regularly over time, it is possible to achieve a sense of unity within oneself, which leads to improved mental health overall. With practice comes increased awareness about our own internal dynamics, which enables us to make healthier decisions in our lives. Main idea number 13. Self-talk is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It involves talking to yourself in an encouraging and supportive way, rather than engaging in negative self-talk or criticism. Self-talk can help you to focus on the things that are important to you, and it can also help you to stay motivated when faced with difficult tasks or challenges. By using self-talk regularly, you can create a more positive outlook on life and become more productive. When using self-talk, it's important to be mindful of the words that you use. Instead of focusing on what could go wrong or how hard something might be, try instead to focus on what could go right and how capable you are of achieving success. Positive affirmations such as, "I am strong," or "I will succeed," can be helpful tools for reinforcing this mindset. It may take some practice before self-talk becomes second nature, however, once mastered, it can have a profound effect on your overall well-being. With regular practice, self-talk has been shown to reduce stress levels while increasing motivation and productivity, all essential components for leading a successful life. Main idea number 14. Goal setting is an important tool for achieving success. It helps to focus your efforts and provides a roadmap for reaching your desired outcome. By setting goals, you can create a clear path to success by breaking down the steps needed to reach it into manageable chunks. This allows you to track progress and make adjustments as necessary. When creating goals, it's important to be specific about what you want to achieve and how long it will take. You should also consider any obstacles that may arise along the way and plan accordingly. Additionally, set realistic expectations so that you don't become discouraged if progress isn't immediate or consistent. Finally, remember that goal setting is not just about achieving something. it's also about learning from mistakes and growing in the process. As such, use each setback as an opportunity for growth rather than letting them derail your progress entirely. Main idea number 15. Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It works by tapping on specific points on the body while focusing on an issue or emotion that you want to release. This helps to break down any negative energy associated with the issue and create space for new, more positive thoughts and feelings. The technique was developed by Gary Craig, who based it off of traditional Chinese medicine's meridian system. By tapping on these meridians, EFT can help to balance out the body's energy systems and allow us to access our inner resources more easily. The process also involves verbalizing affirmations which further reinforce the desired changes. EFT has been used successfully in many areas including stress relief, anxiety reduction, pain management, addiction recovery, and emotional healing. It is a simple yet effective way of releasing old patterns of thinking and behavior so that we can move forward with greater clarity and purpose. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for creating positive change in our lives. It involves being aware of the present moment and paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, we can become more aware of how we are feeling in any given moment and make conscious choices about how to respond rather than reacting automatically. This allows us to create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Mindfulness also helps us recognize when our thoughts are unhelpful or negative so that we can choose not to act on them. We can learn to observe these thoughts without getting caught up in them or believing they are true. This gives us greater control over our emotions and reactions, allowing us to be less reactive and more mindful of what is happening around us. Finally, mindfulness helps us cultivate gratitude for the present moment by recognizing all that it has to offer, even if it's difficult or uncomfortable at times. Through this practice, we can develop an appreciation for life as it is right now instead of wishing things were different. Main idea number 17. Self-hypnosis is a powerful tool for creating positive change in your life. It involves entering into a relaxed state of mind and using visualization techniques to access the subconscious mind. By doing this, you can create new patterns of thinking and behavior that will help you achieve your goals. The process begins by finding a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. You then focus on relaxing each part of your body until you reach an altered state of consciousness. Once there, you use visualizations or affirmations to reprogram the subconscious with new beliefs and behaviors that will help bring about desired changes in your life. For example, if you want to become more confident, self-hypnosis can help by replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. You might visualize yourself succeeding at something difficult or imagine yourself feeling strong and capable when faced with challenges. With practice, these images become ingrained in the subconscious mind so that they are automatically triggered whenever needed. Self-hypnosis is not only effective but also safe. It does not require any drugs or special equipment other than some quiet time alone. With regular practice, it can be used as an effective way to make lasting changes in one's life. Main idea number 18. Creative visualization is a powerful technique that can be used to help you achieve your goals. It involves creating a mental image of the desired outcome and using it as motivation to take action. By visualizing success, you can create an internal drive that will propel you towards achieving your objectives. The process of creative visualization begins with setting clear intentions for what you want to accomplish. Once these intentions are set, focus on them and imagine yourself already having achieved them. Picture in detail how it would feel if this goal was already accomplished, the emotions, sensations, and thoughts associated with it. This will help create a strong emotional connection between yourself and the desired outcome. Once this connection has been established, use creative visualization techniques such as guided imagery or affirmations to further strengthen your commitment to achieving the goal. Guided imagery involves picturing yourself in various scenarios related to reaching your objective while repeating positive affirmations about being successful helps reinforce those images in your mind. By regularly engaging in creative visualization exercises, you can increase motivation levels and stay focused on achieving success. Creative visualization is not only effective but also enjoyable. By taking time out each day for self-reflection through visualizations, we can gain clarity on our goals and find greater satisfaction from life's journey. Main idea number 19. Neuroassociative conditioning, NAC, is a powerful technique that can be used to create lasting change in your life. It works by associating positive emotions with desired outcomes, allowing you to achieve the results you want more quickly and easily. NAC involves using visualizations, affirmations, and other techniques to help you focus on what it is that you want to achieve. By focusing on these positive images and feelings associated with success, your brain will begin to associate those same feelings with the outcome of achieving your goals. The key element of NAC is repetition, repeating the visualization or affirmation until it becomes ingrained in your subconscious mind. This allows for long-term changes as opposed to short-term ones which may not last very long. As such, this technique can be extremely effective when trying to make lasting changes in one's life. NAC has been used successfully by many people around the world who have achieved their goals through its use. Whether it's improving relationships or increasing self-confidence, neuroassociative conditioning can help anyone reach their desired destination faster than ever before. Main idea number 20. Quantum linguistics is a powerful technique that uses language to access the power of the subconscious mind. It works by using specific words and phrases to create positive change in your life. By understanding how our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions affect us, we can use quantum linguistics to reprogram our minds for success. The process begins with identifying negative patterns or limiting beliefs that are holding you back from achieving your goals. Once these have been identified, quantum linguistics helps you replace them with more empowering ones. This is done through the use of affirmations and visualizations, which help to rewire your brain for success. By using quantum linguistics regularly, you can begin to see changes in yourself almost immediately, as it helps you become aware of what's really going on inside your head and heart. As this awareness grows over time, so too does your ability to make lasting changes in all areas of life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.